I have to tell you, I was, you know, I joke about committees a lot. You know that. But when we talk about Trinity Sunday and the way the church came to try to translate the Trinity for Christendom, the arguments were fast and furious. And when you read some of the history books, you think, oh my, uh-huh. And then you look at the date on our calendar and you realize times really don't change. We still argue over the trivia, the small stuff seems to bother us to pieces. And it was that way in trying to define the idea of God there and Christ here. And what is that Holy Spirit and the confusion that came up with Pentecost? And so we have a Sunday dedicated to the idea that the minister is going to explore and share his wisdom with all of you about the Trinity. And you're all going to go, oh, that's good, aren't you? And I know, and Pat said, let's form a committee. No. The thing is, the argument was basically down to who's smarter than the other guy. That's basically it. And it's talking about wisdom. The wisdom to define what makes us what we are in terms of our faith. And I thought about this in a conversation I had this week with a preacher friend of mine, who's a bit of an idiot, but I enjoy talking to him. I tell him he's an idiot, and he laughs. He said, oh, you joke. He doesn't know I'm not joking. I'm not. And he said, well, we were talking about the sermons and what's going on in Trinity Sunday, and he said, oh, you're wise. You're all. I said, no, the wisdom comes from God. I said, and remember, I remember when you argued against the wisdom of God, which isn't hard because he argues about everything. And I said, do you remember a number of years ago, and some of you might too, when the women had a united meeting of women of the church, and they were talking about Sophia. Do you remember this? Oh boy, have I dated myself. Anyway, the argument was, oh, Presbyterian women are worshiping Sophia. And when I read this, I thought, Sophia who? And I had to look into it. The argument was basically they had a conference and they called about Sophia, because Sophia was a woman's name, which is true. There was a Greek goddess, Sophia. Now, does that make sense? No. Do you remember Sophia? You don't remember Sophia. She was, no. That's the wrong Sophia. That's the woman. Sophia is the goddess of wisdom. And when the women met, they were talking about Sophia, the wisdom of God, and using Sophia as the word to talk about the wisdom of God. Well, that made sense. Well, this poor friend that I told you about, he argued that they were getting pagan. Okay? Sophia means wisdom. There are a number of other words in different languages that mean wisdom. And we use wisdom to mean the wisdom of God to guide and direct our lives. That's basically what it's about. So, Sophia is wisdom. Easy, simple, uncomplicated. And yet, you better believe Presbyterians formed a committee because the women were talking about Sophia. I don't know what the outcome was. Probably the committee died. Most committees do. But Sophia's wisdom. And I thought to myself when I was looking at Trinity Sunday, the wisdom of God is something that really does apply to all of us right now and to all of us through the centuries. How wise are you? How wise can you be? I remember that in the high school that I attended, which is soon to be torn down in West Virginia, in the auditorium painted above the banner over the stage, "Happy is the man who findeth wisdom," Proverbs. It meant good things for school. I learned later on, because of the separation of all these arguments and somebody got picky about it, they had to paint over it. But that stayed with me, and it stayed with a lot of young people who grew up and grew there. Happy are you if you find wisdom, if you find understanding. Open your Bibles to Proverbs. Yes, we're going to look at the Old Testament this time. We're going to try to make an application. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, I'm going to read the first 4 verses, and then I'm going to read 22 through 31. And if you'll notice in your Bible, it says wisdom's call. Now remember, when we look at Proverbs, we're reading short things that people would talk about and say around the fire, and somebody would write it down. That later on, they compiled all of this into the book of Proverbs. All right? These are short sayings. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? Notice her voice. Sophia. On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud to you, O men, I call out, I raise my voice to all mankind. Jump over to 22. I'm ignoring a lot of other stuff. The Lord brought me forth as the first of His works, humanity. Adam and Eve, man and woman. Before the deeds of old, I was appointed from eternity. From the beginning, before the world began, when there were no oceans, I was given birth, wisdom. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills I was given birth, before He made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when He set the heavens in place, when He marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when He established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when He gave the sea its boundary, so the waters would not overstep His command. And when He marked out the foundations of the earth, when I was the craftsman at His side, I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in His presence, rejoicing in His whole world, and delighting in mankind. Wonderful. You know, this reading from Proverbs attempts to speak of a power greater than the Jews are seeing in the foreign lands and peoples that surround them. This power that's expressed in Proverbs existed before the world was created, and this power had a name that was understanding in Greece. It was understood in Rome. It was understood, indeed, by Judaism. Sophia. Wisdom. Wisdom was there before all of this created. Now, you know, we take it in this age of climate change and scientific argument and all this stuff that's going on. The Bible makes it pretty clear. Pretty clear. Wisdom. God created before God created. Wisdom. Now, let's not really diminish its power by comparing it to human wisdom, or at least our understanding of what it means to have an IQ and be as wise as we aren't usually. This wisdom was God's wisdom. God's wisdom. What was created by God is beyond brilliant because it was God's alone. And you can't really define God other than through the Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus Christ and Christ's love. Proverbs is trying to describe God's wisdom, which was long existing before anything else did. A wisdom that existed before creation itself. Over the years of translation from the Hebrew and from the Greek, over the years, we've learned some words can't be translated for our understanding. God's wisdom is a case in point. You can't really define God's wisdom. You can't define it. You can't even translate it. And it's been tried, believe me. The wonder of the Bible, when we look at the whole picture in its complicated form, is that it's arranged in story form, or it's arranged in poetry, or it's arranged in such a way that we can find it easy to read. Not always easy to understand, mind you, but easy to read. And that's the case of Proverbs and Psalms and Isaiah and others as well. Poetry was wonderful, and it was simplified around the fireplace when they were talking about things that they didn't really understand completely, but they wanted to share what it was in terms of their faith. And if it's poetry, it's fewer words with more meaning. I think that I shall never see a poem as beautiful as a tree. Simplified. I have favorite poems which, when I read them or hear them, they fill me with feelings and insights that surprise me. I have poems that I love to recite and things that I love to remember. And Barbara knows this. I love Dylan Thomas, and Dylan Thomas was not a deeply Christian man by any stretch of the imagination. But his poetry speaks to my soul. Simplified. Like Proverbs, because you see, a poem, like Proverbs, says more than some words can say alone. Wisdom. God's wisdom. God's wisdom sings to us from Proverbs 8:29-31. When he gave the sea its boundaries so that the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. How lovely it is, the wisdom of God. Rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. You know, it may not mean much if it's just to tell you that your existence makes God happy. And maybe really it doesn't mean so much if wisdom sings that humanity delights God's wisdom, the way that says to us in Proverbs. But you know, God's wisdom, God's beautiful wisdom, why you're here, why you are who you are, why you suffer, why you heal, why you love, why you improve, why you age, and why you live, and why you die, the wisdom of God in the whole miracle of life itself is sounded here. It happened all before it began. It happened long before anything existed. God's wisdom. God's wisdom. And because this is true, God's wisdom sings for joy for each one of us. Thanks be to God. God, our Father, we're grateful for your smarts. We're thankful for us, for life, for the beautiful earth. Thank you for watching over the changes that occur and the wisdom. Surround us with your wisdom because of Christ. Amen.